Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When your thinking starts to be right, you start to shine because you are releasing that grace that God has already favored you with. And not trying to obtain something that you already have. That's a scary thought to some because you feel naked like Adam and Eve. But it's because your awareness is on yourself and not upon him. See, little children, their angels always behold God, the angel of God. They have no shame. They're aware of God. And so they are liberated. They are free. They are innocent, but as they grow in this world conditions their minds to start covering up. Now, I'm not saying don't go without clothes, but you understand what I'm saying. Their awareness, their focus gets on other things that make them more and more self-aware, self-conscious. It neutralizes grace. Remember, grace is God's ability. It puts man back into his own strength. Remember what man's strength is? It's the flesh. And it's a futile attempt to earn the promises of God through works. And we call it church. Do you know church is not in these four walls or in anybody's four walls? Church is here. Tell somebody, I am the church. As a matter of fact, church is not a church term. Church was a political term. Read it. Some of y'all need to study. The word church was not a church like a church term. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He was borrowing that from another term. It was a political term. Church was already being used. But Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, my ecclesia, my called out ones. Are you hearing? So a lot of religious stuff we need to get out of our mind where, you know, we separate a bunch of stuff from a bunch of stuff. God is the creator of everything. There ought not be anywhere that you are afraid to walk. You know, I want them touching me. I don't want a child. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? It's not about even geographical location. You are the church. The kingdom of God is inside of you. It's not inside four walls. Even though God, I like to say it this way, like Israel, certain places in Israel, they call it the Holy Land because Jesus walked on it. Amen. You know, this place could not be a tavern because the people of God are walking in and out of here. But it's not the church. It's a sanctuary. It's a house wherein we congregate. Now, if we went over to BJ's and started having church in there, they could have all the alcohol on the wall there. And we in there having church. Guess what? God will come in there. Because his church is in there. So it doesn't matter where we are or who we have to interact with. We are the church. Shouldn't be anybody you're afraid to talk to or to confront or to let your light shine. You are the church. Now, I'm not saying that we go everywhere. There's certain places I don't want to go. I don't want my good to be evil spoken of. I don't want a certain place I don't frequent or want to go there. But when I have to go somewhere, I understand that I'm not out of the church now. In other words, I'm not going to be one way here and then get out there and be another way. Well, you know, hey, you better leave me alone because I ain't in church. You know, we ain't in church. You know, some people, because you ain't in church. You better be glad we in church. Well, no, you are the church. So wherever you go and whatever you are encountered with or whatever you are dealing with, you are the church. And there's a nature, there's a way that God wants you to respond and react and handle situations because you are the church. Amen? Amen. So understand that. We're not confining God to four walls. Amen. That's an old belief system. You know, you only have to come here to worship. Come and worship here because we assemble. But you should be doing some worshiping at home, too. Hello? You ought to be worshiping on your drive here, or your drive home, your drive to work, your drive from work. Why? Because you are the church. Wherever you are, God says, wherever the sole of your feet tread, I've given that to you. How many know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? What God is doing is not in a box. God doesn't want you afraid to get involved in some things that are secular.
Amen. Amen.
Hello. You know, people are afraid of people in the world. Not if you saved enough.
Amen.
You want to be saved enough? If you really walk with God, what are you afraid of?
Amen.
Just represent him and know that he's with you wherever you go. Whatever you do in his name, he's with you.
Amen.
And you know what? He'll fight your battle even in the secular world.
Amen.
Against corporations.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Against giants.
Yes.
Against seeming odds that are insurmountable. God will still fight your battle.
Amen.
He's God.
Yes.
We have to understand, we are the church.
Amen.
And Christ is in you. Now, God did not make covenant with men. He made covenant with one, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I said God did not make covenant with many. And it's in your Bible. We'll see it. As seeds. God made covenant with one seed.
Amen.
That's all. This liberates. It should liberate you.
Amen.
From trying to perform.
Amen.
From trying to be good enough. From trying to get what you really already have.
Amen.
From struggling. From being insecure and intimidated by so much because you don't feel like you qualify or size up. Jesus took care of all of that.
Amen.
When Adam and Eve fell, God prophesied. The first prophetic word in Genesis 3:15, he said, "The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head." Head representing authority. I brought out earlier how God didn't say the seeds of the woman. As a matter of fact, women are not the seed carrier.
Amen.
They don't carry the sperma. They carry the egg. The man carries the seed. But in Genesis 3:15, God said the seed of the woman. He said it specifically. The seed of the woman shall bruise his head. What was he speaking about? He was speaking about Mary, who would, what the word calls, compass a man or have a child without man's sperm. In other words, she would carry a seed without human sperm.
Amen.
And this is the seed that God made covenant with. Because Jesus, born of a woman by the Holy Ghost, not by man, Joseph had nothing to do with it except he was obedient to God and took Mary into Egypt and protected her and Jesus from the Romans.
Amen.
It was God's seed. Christ fulfilled all the obligation of the law. What no man could do, he did. He fulfilled that. He did it himself. And so he was the end of the law.
Amen.
He was the beginning of a new covenant, a New Testament. Come on, come on. Our thinking has to catch up.
Yes.
You know, we live in the information age. And, you know, I mean, around 2000 when, I forget what they called it, but all the computers were supposed to crash and everything. Y2K. Remember that?
Yes.
And it wasn't near crash. But they were talking about how everything was going to be messed up and all of that. It's just like, actually in the early 90s on, it's just the information age just took off. And just, I mean, exponentially, and is still doing that exponential increase. God prophesied and said, in the end, knowledge shall be increased.
Amen.
Men shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. It's amazing how in India, someone in a little grass hut, can sit there behind a computer and work at something, amen, in poverty-stricken conditions and work at it until they can become a millionaire or a billionaire from in a little hut because they have access to an internet. Amen. Years ago, wouldn't be. Almost everywhere you look, people are on phones. I notice that sometimes. I just count the people even driving and people texting while they're driving too. Many of us can think about back in the day, unless you know you had a real nice car with a phone in it. Well, nobody on no phones in no car. But people on phones everywhere. Everywhere. We went to a Maasai village in Tanzania. Way out there where the lions and the giraffes are just a stone's throw from the huts and the livestock. And the moment we pulled up in the village, one guy was walking on the phone. Had on the little red skirt, you know, all the jewelry and the earlobes and everything. He's just walking, talking on the phone. I said, Lord Jesus. Carrying his spear. On a cell phone. Now, I want to emphasize something very strongly because I really want our thinking to shift. Where you set your mind is where you are headed. If you set your mind on defeat, that's going to be your ultimate goal. You'll arrive there. But if you set your mind on victory, on what Jesus has already done, on the promises and inheritance that he's already won for you, and keep your mind stayed on him. Tell somebody, you got to keep your mind stayed on him. When I think about that, I think about a soldier. And I remember painting this picture for you before. In our most challenging times, that's when we fight the fight of faith. When we wrestle in our mind to get the upper hand, to keep our mind positive, to keep our mind stayed on his promises. I think of a soldier in the jungle, maybe a South Asian jungle or South American jungle, and they're in warfare, and they're in the enemy's territory. And the enemy is approaching, and they got the camouflage. And they're, you know how the camouflage, they're all painted and got their helmet on, got all their stuff on, their backpack on and their boots on. And it's 110 degrees. And they're carrying their weapon and they're in the midst of a jungle where they got to stand still and can't do anything because the enemy is close. But they're standing there, snakes going around their feet. But they can't move. And big old mosquitoes landing on them and biting them. And all kind of bugs biting and that, but they can't move because they're at war. I think of warfare like that, where you gotta keep your mind stayed on the promise of God and what God has promised you. I declare when you do that, something's gonna give. The environment's gonna change. Something is gonna come your way.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the Mega Great Series.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.